This episode of The Lou Rockwell Show is sponsored by...
Do you want liberty in your lifetime? The Free State Project is our best chance. We are people who know that liberty will not be achieved by more of the same tactics and are committed to a strategy that will work. Check us out on the web at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
This is The Lou Rockwell Show.
Well, it sure is great to have back as our guest Mr. Gerald Celente this morning. Gerald's podcast for LRC is the best listened to in the history of the site, and you'll soon understand why. Take a look, by the way, at his trendsresearch.com, his very popular website. So, Gerald, what the heck is happening? I mean, just how bad are things going to get in the economy?
Well, we saw it already, Lou. Current events form future trends. You just read the current events, the headlines, 75,000 workers laid off in one day and more to come. We're going into the collapse of 2009, and there's no stopping it. Last year was the panic of 2008, and this year, and that was in the financial sector. This year it's spilling out into the retail sector. We've just seen the beginning of it. Last year, we saw major store closing, Circuit City, Stephen Barry's, Linens and Things, Sharper Image, Bennigan's, to name a few, KB Toys. By February, middle of February, March, we're going to start seeing other big names failing, and it's going to be disastrous. There's going to be empty stores throughout the country, so the part of the collapse in 2009 is going to be the commercial real estate sector. Who is going to take all these empty spaces left behind by the retail giants, the Circuit Cities, etc.? And then you have all the vacancies in the commercial buildings from the bond companies, brokerages, banks that have gone under and will go under. You're going to have a commercial real estate collapse that's going to dwarf the subprime problem.
And meanwhile, the federal government seems to be trying to copy Hoover and Roosevelt and trying to do everything possible to make this worse rather than just letting the liquidation take place after all these horrible mistakes of the and malinvestments of the boom, all the malls that were built that shouldn't have been built, all the, as you said, stock brokerage offices that never should have been open. So rather than just letting these things go, they're going to be subsidizing the losers by penalizing the few producers that are still left.
Exactly. And the other important element of this to understand is when, I mean, let's look, for example, exactly who we're talking about. Let's take, for example, a Citigroup. I mean, Citigroup, you know, they pumped up this guy, Sandy Weill, this genius, who was the head of Travelers, and they put together Travelers and Citibank and Smith Barney, et cetera, to have a one-stop supermarket shopping for all your financial needs. How about calling him a greedy pig rather than elevating him to this high status? And now we're bailing out these companies? So rather than having the too big to fails, now they become giants protected by Washington. So it's really the same people doing the same games. The reality is that Wall Street has hijacked Washington. And you look at who's in control. They just brought Timothy Geithner in from the New York, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank, to be the U.S. Treasury Secretary, a hack under the Rubin tutelage in the Clinton years. No, so what's really going on, they're going to pretend that they're saving these banks and it's for the national interest, but it's really what they're doing is they're just refocusing and bringing Wall Street into a different direction.
But, Gerald, can they actually save these banks?
No, they can't.
I mean, aren't they actually, you know, they're too big to succeed in some sense?
No, they can't save them. All it will do is drain money out of us. They'll turn all the pour all the toxic assets on our shoulders and shove them down our throats, and then they'll let these companies refloat and reinvent themselves in another way. I mean, that's all that's happening. This is the perfect Titanic situation. The ship is sinking, the great Titanic, and there are lifeboats there, but they're only for the wealthy. The rest of the people are locked into steerage to go down with the ship. So that's what's really going on here.
And in some sense, during this crisis, as you say, we've seen Wall Street take over the Treasury for the first time totally, which typically the Treasury Department has represented industry as well as finance. But just like finance was ballooned during the boom, now finance seems to have taken over everything. And as you say, they're ripping off every producer in America, every person who's actually working for a living. making all of us much poorer. And as you've said, we're going to be much poorer in 2009 and going forward in order to enrich these guys. I can remember when the late Murray Rothbard saw that Sandy Weill was taking over Citibank from John Reed. Reed was not exactly being underpaid, and Weill was immediately got a salary increase of, I believe, 15 times, you know, 15 times as much as Reed was getting. And Murray said, uh-oh, you know, this is a very, very bad sign that they're just going to rip all of us off.
And that's exactly what happened. And there's no end in sight. They're just going to keep doing it. Until there is going to be, we're forecasting among our trends, there's going to be a revolt in this country. And I think the government knows that. And I'm sure that your listeners, and you know more about it than I do, in terms of what we're reading about these detention centers that they're opening up and how they're training the military for riot control, and how different states such as Arizona are training their state police for an economic calamity and riots. So there's no stopping this. And we also are forecasting that we're expecting some draconian measures to be taken by the new administration. We're political atheists, as you well know. You know, we have nothing to do with anybody's political religion. And so when we say this, it's not a shot at Obama. But what we're seeing is that they're going to really do something draconian, such as possibly call a bank holiday, confiscate gold, something dramatic that's going to really hurt the average person, the little people, and again enrich the too big to fails, and call it something else. You know, they'll say they're doing this because it's of necessity.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Is the growth of government driving you crazy? Is it frustrating you that you can't do anything about it? Now you can. Join the Free State Project. Move to New Hampshire and get active with other liberty activists who have already slowed the growth of government in New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org.
They're in the Bush administration, and I'm bipartisan, too. I dislike them all. We had a big increase in the U.S. police state. We had an increase in what traditionally would have been called fascism, this combination of big government and big corporations against the rest of us. And then now the Obama administration is building on the Bush police state, building on the Bush fascism, and moving forward with even bigger government, and more intrusion, more spying, and as you say, perhaps even scarier things. So we know that the last time we had a Great Depression, it was 17 years before we got out of it, thanks to all the New Deal policies. Now that we have all what they're doing to us, starting on a much larger base of trouble, and making things even worse, what are you forecasting as to when, if ever, we're ever going to get out of this?
The only way we can get out of it, and all you have to do actually is go back to the 1990s. When you look at the official unemployment rate, it equals that today of 1993. We were going into a severe recession. What happened was we had a productive capacity. It was the Internet. Products were invented, designed, manufactured, serviced, and sold. We need that kind of thing. And Al Gore, by the way, didn't invent the Internet. And Bill Clinton didn't create jobs. It was that kind of productive capacity. When we got out of World War II, we were the engineering and manufacturing giant of the world. We no longer have that productive capacity. We're going to move into the greatest depression this year, just like they were a year late in calling the 2008 recession a recession. They're going to be a year late in calling the greatest depression a depression. This is going to go on and on unless there is a productive capacity to move us out of it. And unfortunately, they sold out our manufacturing, as you well know, to cheap labor markets, so possibly something along the lines of an alternative energy. But much greater than wind, solar, geothermal, biofuel, it has to be something like a zero-point energy, charge clusters, hydrino power, permanent magnets, something that's as great as the discovery of fire or the invention of the wheel. And we have to own it, we have to invent it, we have to manufacture it, and we have to service it. Short of that, it's going to be the worst living conditions that we've ever witnessed in this country.
What would you advise the average guy out there who's concerned about himself and his family? Maybe he didn't go crazy in the housing boom, he didn't get a gigantic mortgage, but he wants to know, you know, what to do now.
Well, I'll tell you what I do. We don't give investment advice. I buy gold. It's the only thing I don't believe in. This is a global meltdown. This is a global economic crisis. And all the governments are doing the same thing. They're printing more money, stimulus packages. They're using 1930s models for a 21st century problem. It's insane. And there's not enough money. You know the numbers, $500 trillion in derivatives, you know, that are worthless. So what's $1 million here, $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there? It's nothing. So they're printing money and making it worthless. So I buy gold. I'm protected, you know. I believe that crime is going to go off the scales. Matter of fact, right across the street, we're in Kingston, New York, the capital of the revolution in New York State. And we're right off the most historic corners in the country, the only place where there's a stone building on each corner. Well, the little coffee shop across the street got robbed. Petty thievery, you know, they broke in at night. We're going to see more and more of that. It made no sense, this robbery, because the people that are doing it are out of their minds. The country's we have a growing underclass that we did not have during the Depression. We were an ascending nation. You look at the numbers, and I'm not certainly not a classist. I'm a guy that grew up in the Bronx, you know. But you look at the numbers, and you have graduation rates under 50% in high school graduations in major cities. So we're telling people to prepare for the worst. I have my, you know, I'm not a survivalist in the crazy sense. I'm a close combat practitioner, and so yeah, I have my dried fruits to last me for 2 weeks and water for 2 weeks in case something really, really extraordinary happens. You know, when 9/11 happened, I had an escape plan. I was on my feet, ready to move, and this people should know. One of the first things I did was I called my bank up to get my money out. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I know this terrain like the back of my hand, and I know where Indian Point nuclear power plant is, and planes are coming down the Hudson River. And if a plane hit the nuclear power plant, there's going to be chaos like nobody'd ever seen. So I was ready to go to Canada. And I had my gold, I had my guns, but I didn't have my money. Because I couldn't get out of the Fleet Bank because I had it in CDs. And when I wanted it wire transferred to my local bank, they said, "We're sorry, Mr. Salenti, CDs are financial instruments, and Wall Street is closed." So people should know that if there's a bank holiday, they're not going to get their money out. If they have CDs, they're going to really not going to be able to get them out. So we're saying to people, it doesn't cost anything to take protective measures. It takes nothing to be alert, to do things that are going to preserve your wealth. And so those are the kind of things that I recommend.
Gerald Salenti, thank you very, very much. I want to urge everybody to take a look at trendsresearch.com. And I certainly agree with Gerald's points about gold, guns, and having some cash in your own possession outside the banking system. Gerald Salenti, thanks a million.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. Thanks for listening.